Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Solana said at the beginning of the show that he was going to bring it strong, 80s style for music, that I was going to be proud of him. Rumors, how did you find this song, Solana?
This one's on my playlist, Hawk.
Oh, goodness.
This happens to be a great jam, but it's not that well known. You know this song, Rumors?
No. Who is this?
Who is this, Solana?
The Timex Social Club, guys.
Timex Social Club. It is. Wow. This brings me back.
Timex?
Timex Social Club.
Like the watch company?
Like the watch, yeah.
Oh.
Timex Social Club.
I ain't gonna make it.
This is a jam. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Took a little video of Crowder and John Offerdahl. I put it on my Instagram. It's Radio Mark Hockman. I have not yet posted the picture of me getting forehead shivered by Offerdahl, but that'll go up on that Instagram as well. Radio Mark Hockman.
That was funny.
You heard that. You heard my head clank.
He caught you.
He wasn't goofing around.
No, because I was surprised.
I'm going to give you a forehead shiver. Dude gave me a forehead shiver.
He doesn't lie.
But it was quite the honor. I'm not going to lie.
You feel good about
quite
that?
Quite the honor. A headache, but quite the honor. Lee Sterling is with us. He is a professional sports handicapper. His website is ParamountSports.com. And I always point out he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. Oh, do I have a code word this hour, Solana? I totally
forgot.
We
do have a code word this hour, Hawk.
Let me do that real quick. Time for your chance to win Channing's Change. The word is Apple. Apple. Text the word Apple right now to 72881. You have a chance to win $1,000. Text the word Apple right now to 72881. You could win $1,000. Your next chance to win will be tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Again, Lee Sterling, he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking with him. He is a professional sports handicapper, and the website is ParamountSports.com. Now, Lee, you went 4-4 with us last week. Usually you're on with us on Fridays. You went 4-4 last week. Does that constitute you getting the Rollin' 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 song?
Yes.
Okay, then play it, Solana.
There we go.
I mean, I feel like we all lost the vig, but whatever.
Whatever Lee wants, man, that's Lee.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Have you ever seen the movie, Lee? I was talking about this yesterday. There's a movie about sports gambling called Lay the Favorite with Bruce Willis. Yep. Have you ever seen that?
I have. In fact, I know the gentleman the movie was based on.
Oh, really? Okay, because it was based on a true story, but I consider it to be one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
It's not very good, but any movie that Catherine Zeta-Jones is in, it's a good movie for me.
Right. It's got all the pieces. Sports gambling, right. Vegas, Bruce Willis, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Vince Vaughn. Right. Like, it should be much better than it is, and it was just terrible.
It went pretty much true to form, and then they didn't make up enough. Probably the problem. I used to love every – there was a sports movie one time that Kathy Ireland was in. Remember that movie? She plays the kicker.
Oh, yeah. That was, oh, my goodness. What was that? She was so beautiful. Hold on. I'm going to look it up. Kathy Ireland. She was
weird.
I came out of there. I'm smiling and everything. And my wife says to me, she says, what are you smiling at? I said, it was a good movie. And she said, that movie was terrible. I said, Kathy Ireland was in the movie. And she says
necessary
to me.
Necessary roughness. Necessary
that's
roughness.
That's it. That's it. And so she says to me, did you see her hands? And I'm like, honey, you don't make love to the hands.
That's what Sanaa Lathan's like that, Lee. Have you ever seen Sanaa Lathan's hands?
No, I haven't. Sanaa
Lathan, she's a B actress, but she has these little nubby baby fingers, but she's beautiful, and I see her little troll hands, and it turns me off.
You know who else was in that movie? Sinbad.
That's right.
Unnecessary Roughness?
Yeah.
He was the center.
Yeah, he was. I mean, not the most athletic dude in the world.
I mean, it was horrible acting. Scott Bakula playing a quarterback. It was awful, but just seeing Kathy Ireland, it was worth it.
She was beautiful.
Hey, Lee, it's funny.
I mean, there's some great sports movies. You know, probably my favorite is Rounders.
That's the best sports game. Well, not sports gambling, but the best gambling movie, right? That's a poker movie. So good.
Yeah, and another great gambling movie, underrated, is The Cooler with William Macy.
Yeah, pretty good movie.
Never seen.
Pretty good movie. There's a couple of awful ones, though. You ever seen The Long Shot? Isn't that the
no.
It's a horse racing movie. I think Tim Conway's in that one, but I may have just made that up. But, yeah, this one I had such high hopes for because there's very few movies about, like, sports gambling. There was two for the money, right, with Matthew McConaughey. But
this movie recently? Is that why you brought that up?
Yeah, so the guy who runs our affiliates, if you will, Dan Day, said, oh, I know that you're going to love this movie because it's sports gambling and it's beautiful women and it's Bruce Willis and it's Vegas and it had all the pieces. And so I watched it the other night and it immediately vaulted to the number one worst movie I've ever seen.
Well, I will give you something to watch that involves sports, not gambling, but I thought that was well done. It was on Netflix called Jack of All Trades. You heard of it?
No.
Story of a 39-year-old, not kid anymore, but gentleman, he goes back to visit his mom, and he had been involved with, you know, collecting trading cards. And he thought he had some real valuable cards. He wants to find out how much they're worth.
I did see it. I turned it off halfway through. I hated it.
Oh, you didn't like it, huh?
Hated it. It bored the hell out of me.
Oh, you got to see what happens in the end with his father.
Oh, that wasn't interesting.
His father was one of the biggest trading card store owners in the country. Walks out on him right after his bar mitzvah.
Yeah, it looked interesting in the recap, like on Netflix, and then I started watching it. I couldn't get through it.
Okay.
Hey, Lee, it's funny that you say you're talking about the movie, and you're like, oh, I know the guy that movie was based on. Like me playing linebacker my whole life, you know, Junior Seau, Zach Thomas, Derek Brooks, Ray Lewis, Mike Singletary. You as a gambler, do you have guys like that, like where you can rattle off gamblers' names from the past?
Oh, yeah. There's some guys. I mean, colorful characters. I mean and some of them are still doing well, and some of them have gone bust. I know some guys, unfortunately, I know a gentleman who owned one of the biggest sites for where you went on and you talk gambling, committed suicide, was doing great, and in a matter of 2 weeks went bust, went from up like 7 or 8 million to down 4 or 5 million and committed suicide, unfortunately. And also some other people that things were looking great and, you know, they went on tilt and, you know, they're working other jobs. So you see a little bit of everything in this business. I've had famous people as clients. I've had a few athletes, not many at all, ex-athletes, and also had some producers of and some directors of films. They're interesting. So had some call me on set in other countries asking me questions, you know, before a game starts. So we'll sit down and we'll tell some stories one day.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'd like to hear those stories. Yeah. All right, now we spent all our time talking about movies, so we got to blaze through these picks, okay? Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper, ParamountSports.com is the website. UM is an 18-point favorite over Georgia Tech Saturday.
I would lay it, not a game I'm personally playing, but I think Miami's the right side here. Georgia Tech switched offenses, and they went from a triple option to a spread. Well, when you do something like that, you better make sure you have a quarterback or get someone in the transfer portal. They don't have any guys, a quarterback that could play for Booker T or Carroll City or even U School. I've seen the U School quarterback. This kid would be a huge upgrade or anything they have. I'm going to lay the 18 points. I like Miami here probably by 25, 30 points.
How about the Dolphins? They are a 17-point dog in Buffalo Sunday.
Pretty soon I'm going to take Miami. And I thought I had it last week until Fitzmagic came into the game. It had played pretty true to form. But I'm going to lay the points here for one more week here. This is the most that Buffalo has laid points since Jim Kelly was in his Super Bowl heyday here in 1992. Really good defense here. They're rested, 6-1 spread run since the end of 2018, as are the Bills, and held Tom Brady to one touchdown just a couple weeks ago. So give me the Bills. It's not going to be pretty. They'll probably win the game something like 27-6.
All right, real quick here, I'm going to go through some college football games that have interest for people locally. FAU, they play tomorrow night. It's a Friday game. They're 5.5-point favorite over Marshall.
I would take Marshall here. A lot of South Florida kids and kids from Florida, they always take it personal. I watched them last year, last game of the year. They came down and just handled FIU. So they don't do anything fancy. They usually control the line of scrimmage. Really good defensive backs. I think FAU may come away with a win, something like 33-29, but I'll take the points here in Marshall.
Crowder's Florida Gators are a 5-point favorite on the road at South Carolina Saturday.
South Carolina, I just can't back them. Everything went right for them to win that game. Georgia just kept turning the ball over. They were outstatted, was South Carolina. They won because of those plus-4 turnovers. Florida's defense right now, 20 turnovers in 6 games before the LSU game. They did not get a turnover in that game. But Hilinski, the quarterback for South Carolina, is not 100%. If he goes down, they're in huge trouble like they should have been last week. But Georgia just failed to capitalize here. And the Gators last week had, believe it or not, an 84-48 play edge and did not come away with a win. So I think they'll get it done here. Also, Florida plays real well as a road favorite under Mullen, 4-0 the last 4 games. Give me Florida here, 27-16.
How about UCF? They're a 33-point favorite hosting East Carolina Saturday night.
East Carolina is absolutely awful. I mean, I saw a promotion they're giving away. I think if you come dressed in a costume, you get to get into the game for free, some of their games this month. So I just can't back this team. I like UCF. They usually take care of the bad teams. They should win this game by close to 50.
FIU, pause up, Papa. FIU, 24-point favorite over UTEP Saturday.
If you think things are bad for your team in the NFL or college, you haven't been following UTEP. 0-12 3 years ago, 1-11 last year, 1-4 this year, and they're also 1-4 against the spread. This is a horrific team straight up and against the spread here. FIU covers versus these lower-level teams, and FIU's offense, the last 3 games, 526, 541, and 510 total yards. Give me FIU by 30 over UTEP.
And finally, Wake Forest is giving FSU 1.5 points Saturday night.
I'm going to go with FSU here. I think Wake Forest is banged up at quarterback. Really like the kid they have as a starter. Hartman's not bad, but he can be forced into errors. And Florida State's starting to come around. I think their defense is playing much better. And just the skill level player is just much, much better. Also, Wake Forest, 8-9 against the spread the last 5 years at home as a home favorite under Clawson. Wake Forest's defense getting exposed. They lost their best linebacker. They usually throw a lot of jump passes, long passes to the receivers. They have these two receivers, Washington and Surratt, that go 6'3 and 6'5. But FSU, all their DBs are above 6 feet, so not going to work too well here. Give me Florida State, 38-30.
Finally, give us 3 random picks. Your choice, Lee Sterling.
We're going to first go into college. We're going to go with Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State, one of these teams, when they played with rest and playing against a ranked team, and they are the favorite, 4-0 the last 4 times this situation has presented itself in the last decade. Baylor somehow has staved off losing a game. They won in double overtime last week. Horrible call by the official. The Baylor center snapped the ball. It was recovered by Texas Tech, and they came up with some rules, an errant snap, which was an incorrect call. But Baylor lost their best player, linebacker Clay Johnson. Their quarterback is banged up. Ambush City here. Oklahoma State wins this game 37-30. We'll also go 2 weeks in a row with the Washington Huskies. Washington Huskies came through for us last week at Arizona. This week they're at home. Winner basically is going to get to play in the Pac-12 championship game. A lot of eyes are going to be on both quarterbacks, Justin Herbert for Oregon, Jacob Eason for Washington, but just feel that Washington has the better running backs, better offensive line, and by far better coach. Chris Peterson does a great job in close games, and Mario Cristobal in a year and a half has already choked two big games because of clock management to Auburn and also Stanford, series host 13-6. Washington by a field goal, the wrong team's favored, 27-24. And the last game is the Chargers against Tennessee. We're going against Tannehill. The public likes Tannehill. The line was -1. It's now -2 for Tennessee. Tennessee quarterback sacked 7 more times last week. His stats look great. He came in. They were just playing a prevent defense here. This L.A. team is horrific at home, but on the road, this is where they do their best work. 8-1 against the spread the last 9 outside of L.A. Give me the Chargers here. They win the game outright over Tennessee and Mr. and Mrs. Tannehill.
Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. The website, ParamountSports.com. He likes the Hurricanes laying the points, the Bills laying the points against the Dolphins. He likes Marshall getting the points against FAU tomorrow. He likes the Florida Gators. He likes UCF laying a massive amount of points, FIU laying a lot of points, and FSU getting 1.5. And then he likes Oklahoma State, Washington, and the Chargers in the Tannehill Bowl. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Always enjoy talking with him. In the next segment, it's Don Bailey Jr.
Oh,
this dude brought it strong, and hopefully he's got more up his sleeve. We'll give him a couple lines. We've got the super bad lines and the something about Mary. How'd you get the beans above the Franks? So Don Bailey Jr. will talk some Canes in the next segment.
They don't have beans and Franks at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market.
If they did, though.
But they have everything else. Guys, get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They really have everything else. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, and turkey, lobster, shrimp, 20 different species of fish, alligator, venison, frog legs. They have it all. You got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market right now because stone crab season started October 15th, and we are past that mark. Go get your stone crabs from Delaware. Call in advance. Tell them what you want, what size, how many. They have them ready for you. They have them cracked if you want them cracked. They will watch out for you. Anything you need from Delaware Chicken Farm. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. Stone crabs and everything else on the amazing menu. Find out what you want. Call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order's packaged already. When you get there, they're going to save you time. They're going to save you money with prices like right now. This is crazy. I always say it. It's like 1960 prices. Chicken leg quarters, if you buy 5 pounds or more, they are 99 cents a pound. You haven't seen that price in years, and Delaware will give it to you. The turkey chili right now, only $7.99 a pound. The Argentinian royal red shrimp, only $11.99 a pound. The gourmet stuffed scallops, $2.29 each. The bone-in pork chops, $7.99 a pound. The prices are amazing, saving you time, saving you money, giving you delicious food. It is Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. Get down there, get your stone crabs, and when you get there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Don Bailey Jr. next on Hockman and Crowder.
Oh, yeah, Craig. Tell your fine daddy. Craig, I say daddy, Craig, daddy, daddy. Oh, yeah, Craig. Tell your fine daddy, I say hi. Oh, yeah, Craig. Tell your fine daddy, I say hi.
I haven't heard this.
Solana put this together in the lab.
I like that.
And, man, we've been having fun with DBJ stuff this week. Don Bailey Jr. is on the line. We're going to bring him on in a second. First, Crowder is going to tell us all a brief message.
Boaters like me, I got your back. I know the hassle of trying to find the right place to keep your boat looking great all the time, but you don't want to break the bank? I have a solution for you. Go see my homeboy Marty at R&M Marine Supplies. R&M carries everything, every paint, pigment, gel coat, with or without wax, bottom paints, all sort of interior and exterior waxes. But the best part, like I brought up Marty, the best part about R&M is the knowledge and expertise that Marty will provide to you. I send him pictures of stuff that goes wrong with the boat. Marty will have me a box of everything I need to prepare to repair it, and he'll have me step-by-step directions. It is like having a family member that's been working on boats their whole life. He's going to watch out for you guys. Go holler at Marty. R&M also carries all fiberglass products, wash and wax cleaners, everything you need, but that knowledge to handle all the maintenance projects you are ever going to get into and keep your boat looking tip-top shape, you got to get to R&M Marine Supply. They are located at 3350 Northwest South River Drive in Miami, right by the Miami International Airport. Give Marty a call, 305-634-6767. He'll walk you through every project step-by-step, 305-634-6767, or visit R&M on Facebook or online at rnmmarinesupply.com. To keep everything on your boat looking great all the time, visit Marty at R&M Marine Supplies.
John Offerdahl was kind enough to stop by for a couple segments earlier. We are at Offerdahl's Off the Grill on Las Olas Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. We will be here till 6 o'clock celebrating the Walgreens Gridiron Grill Off, which is Saturday, November 9th, Pompano Beach Amphitheater. And we'll be at the Offerdahl's in Boca next week on Thursday. But Don Bailey Jr. is on the line right now. DBJ, we give you A++ for your performance during the Virginia game.
Thank you, sir. I give you an A++ for throwing them good lines at me.
I mean, you had the best performance maybe of your career.
That was a career game.
Really?
You are the Turner Davidson of broadcasting.
Wow. How about that, huh? How about that?
I was wild.
The interview you did after the game with Turner Davidson, the kicker, was delightful because I said it was like speed dating. You were getting to – you had like 1 minute to get to know him. It was great.
What's funny is I saw somebody who I did not know who it was at practice the week before, and I didn't know if there was like a junior high school student out there trying out. And – I got the number and I went home and I looked it up, and lo and behold, it was him. So I actually, just by seeing him at practice the week before, I put the one and the one together, and sure enough, and how about this kid, man, coming out there and giving her 5 points. Now, if we'd had those 5 points in a couple other games, we might be a little happier today.
You're not lying.
Yeah, DBJ, you a believer in Turner? Now, I know he came in, he hit some field goals, but that was spur of the moment. Now he knows it's his job. You believe in him moving forward?
That's a great question, because now when you're the guy, it's a little bit of a different deal, right? So yeah. I don't know. I know he's good from 21 yards. I know. I believe in our extra far. I would trust him with extra points.
Well, they're going to have to, because it's better than the alternative. Not to speak disparagingly about someone, but it's better than the alternative.
Well, let's not – and remember that our friend Mr. Bax kicked it right to Mr. Reed, who almost put us to sleep, right? Returned it to the 27.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Don Bailey Jr., I have to play something else for you that Solana made this week. The lines you did were so great. So you redid the Lizzo line that we had given you the week before, where you had just blurted out "ya ya ye," and you actually did "blame it on my juice," blame it on my juice, and Solana turned it into a little collabo between you and Lizzo. Oh. Here's what it sounds like.
Hi, blame it, ye ye ye, blame it, ya ya ye.
You think you nailed that one?
Gotta blame it on my juice. Blame it. Blame it on my juice. Ya, ya, ye. Gotta blame it on my juice. Blame it. Blame it on my juice. Ya, ya, ye. 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 Ya, ya, ye. Gotta blame it on my juice. Ye. Hi. Blame it.
Hi. That was such good work.
Give Solano a raise, man. Solano puts it together. Give that man a raise.
My guy, yeah. DBJ.
Solano, I'm telling you, he has been killing it. He has been killing it, but you gave him great material to work with as well.
Yes.
So great job out of you. And then quickly before we get to the lines for this week, what are you expecting out of them at noon on Saturday against Georgia Tech?
Well, what I'm expecting is the defense continues to elevate its game. I mean, I don't want that to be a one-game wonder, what we saw against Virginia. They're going to be facing a quarterback that's got some similarities to the guy that they faced at Virginia. Not nearly as good, a younger version, a little inexperienced, but he can run around and throw it pretty darn good. But I expect the defense to pick up where they left off from here on out. I think that Manny Diaz spending time on that side of the football pays off, and there is no lack of communication or understanding what he expects. Nikosi Perry, listen, I hope he keeps improving. You know, the better Nikosi gets, the better the Hurricanes are going to get. And that's, I got to tell you, I'm impressed with how he's matured, and I'm impressed with how he's refined his game.
All right. DBJ, we were talking earlier this week. I don't know how we got on the subject, but it was movies that are real funny at the beginning, have funny lines. Because I was saying that Something About Mary, to me, funniest first 20 of minutes.
You said some movie jumped in as your top funniest movie of all time or top five. And many good funny movies.
I said Superbad is one of my top five funny movies. And we've got a couple lines from Superbad. But to me, Something About Mary, the first 20 minutes of Something About Mary is just laugh out loud hysterical. Now, you've seen that movie, DBJ?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
There's a line in there that we want to give you, but I want to give you the whole scene here just to set it up a little bit. So this is like a 20-25 second scene, but I'm going to give you a small line from it. But play the clip from Something About Mary, Solana.
Is it the Frank or the beans?
I don't know. It looks like I think it's a little bit of both.
Frank's and beans! Shh. Break some veins!
What's that bubble there?
What do you think? It's a...
Well, how the hell did you get the beans above the Frank? I mean, I
don't know. It wasn't like it was a well-thought-out plan.
So the line we want is, well, how the hell did you get the beans above the Frank?
Well, how the hell did you get the beans above the Frank? I mean,
Say the line a little slower, please.
Well, how the hell did you get the beans over the Frank or above the Frank?
Above the Frank.
And then you just kind of...
Well, how the hell did you get the beans above the Frank?
How the hell did you get the beans above the Frank?
Perfect.
That would be perfect. I'm telling you, this is going to be my new favorite line. If you pull it off that way, well, how the hell did you get the beans above the Frank anyway? Blah, 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 blah.
How the hell did you get the beans above the Frank anyway? I said I got that one. I feel that one.
That'll be great. All right. Now, have you ever seen Superbad? We were just talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Superbad.
Definitely.
And a lot of people are calling Turner Davidson, the kicker, McKicken. He kind of looks like McLovin, like he needs a fake ID, even though he's 21.
You know what? That's a great nickname for him.
It's great.
He does look like that, you know.
Huh? Right? Looks like a young kid. He told you he was 21. He doesn't look it, though. He needs a McLovin driver's license.
No facial hair.
Off the air, I wanted to check his ID. I didn't believe him either.
So do you remember the scene where who's the guy that plays Evan, Solana?
Michael Cera.
Yeah, that's right. Michael Cera, who happens to be a very good actor. I really enjoy him. They force him to see. Actually, can you play the line before we do the song, Solana? Because the line actually sets it up a little bit better. Because he's at that party. They've gone into a party where it's more adults than they are. And he's just awkwardly in a room where a bunch of people have come in to do drugs.
They think he's Jimmy's brother. Hey, you're Jimmy's brother.
Right. And now they're going to force him to sing a song that he doesn't want to sing or whatever. But here's the line that they drop on him. Play that.
My brother came all the way from Scottsdale, Arizona to be here tonight, and you're not going to sing for him?
My brother came all the way from Scottsdale, Arizona to be here tonight, and you're not going to sing for him?
Can I use Joe in front of that?
Yeah, sure. Joe, my brother came all the way from Scottsdale, Arizona to be here tonight, and you're not going to sing for him?
don't you think?
Yeah, it'd be perfect. Especially if Joe would then sing "These Eyes," which is what they forced Michael Cera to sing. So here's the little clip from the song that we'd like to hear.
These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one like I have with you. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one.
Man, this would be gold.
This would be gold.
I can promise you my part. I cannot promise you Joe's.
All right, I'll work on Joe.
Joe.
And then there's a, in honor of McLovin, McKickin, McLovin, to me, the best line that he says in the movie is this.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
So the way to do it, when Turner Davidson goes out to kick an extra point or a field goal, you could say, Joe looks like he's saying to his teammates, gangsters, what's up, guys?
Gangsters, what's up, guys? That's it, McKickin. We're going to call him McKickin.
That'd be great. That'd be great. All right, there you go. We have given you some ammunition for Saturday's game at noon. Can you accomplish what you accomplished last week?
Yes, sir. I can go back-to-back.
Go back to back.
I like it.
There he goes. DBJ, Don Bailey Jr., you'll hear him Saturday. It's a noon kickoff. Miami Hurricanes and Georgia Tech, noon kickoff at Hard Rock Stadium. Thank you, DBJ. Great job last week. Looking forward to this Saturday's broadcast.
Okay, guys, enjoy the rest of the day. See you later.
How great would it be if Joe Zagacki sang "These Eyes" that way?
I'm going to fall out of my chair.
I mean, unbelievable if that can happen.
These eyes.
These eyes.
Oh, these eyes.
Are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never going to see another one like I have with you. These eyes. Oh, crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never going to see another one.
Oh, Jimmy's brother.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. All right, there you go. Don Bailey Jr. We are actively approaching the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, which will be great. Manny Diaz, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, is going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. Should we play some of the DBJ sounds for him or not?
Know
your place, know your time.
Yeah, stay away from that.
All right, I know a lot of listeners are going to thank me when you hear this message. I want you to listen closely because if you're still paying hundreds of dollars a month for Viagra or Cialis, I have some great news. My friends at Mens.com are helping listeners with generic Viagra or Cialis for a fraction of the cost. And so every time I talk about this on the radio, I always say the first question out of anybody's mouth is, and this is the truth, how do they do that? How can they do it at a fraction of the cost? Mens.com took out the middleman. They bought the pharmacy, and the pharmacy is right here in the USA. This is FDA-approved stuff. So because they own the pharmacy, that keeps prices down. So honestly, you're listening right now, and you're already spending hundreds of dollars a month. Crazy to continue doing so. The way to go is Mens.com. For a limited time, not only will they give you your online medical evaluation for free, they're now offering an additional 50% off your first month. That's an incredible offer. So what happens is you go to the website, a doctor will review your questionnaire, and if you're eligible, you'll be cleared, you'll be good to go. They deliver the meds conveniently and discreetly to your front door. There's no trips to the doctor's office or embarrassing conversations. The online process is quick and easy. And again, right now, special offer, the online evaluation at Mens.com is free, and they'll take an additional 50% off your first month. Guys, sometimes you need a little help. There's no shame in that. So whether you want the convenience where it gets delivered to your house discreetly, or you just want to save some money, or you've been curious about the benefits of generic Viagra or Cialis, Mens.com is for you. And again, it's FDA approved. So don't wait. Go there now. See what it's all about. Take advantage of the 50% off the first month offer. The website again, Mens.com, M-E-N-S, Mens.com. Quick break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
We are back live at Offerdahl's Las Olas Boulevard in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Loved when John Offerdahl stopped by for an hour, hung out with us. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And again, the Walgreens Gridiron Grill-Off, which is John Offerdahl's signature event every year. It is Saturday, November 9th. We talked about it with him in the 3 o'clock hour. But you can get tickets at gridirongrilloff.com, and I highly recommend you do so. It's for charity, and the event itself is just – it's just one of the best afternoons. Like, it's just fun.
All you can eat, all you can drink, pretty much.
Yeah, and it's, like, fun. You get to meet a lot of Dolphins, former Dolphins. And
I think he said, what did he say, 22?
22.
That's the number. So 22 Dolphin alumni, current, you know, from John's time, Larry Little's time, back to that. Who was it? A bunch of those old linemen be there. And then Zach and me and Ronnie and Big Vern. Like, it's all through the ages.
It's a good who's who. Like, yeah. It really is a good event. So
then the top South Florida restaurants making their best dish.
And then
they're not throwing you cube steak now.
This is the 10th year, the 10th anniversary year for the Walgreens Gridiron Grill-Off. So gridirongrilloff.com, that is the website. Have we made any decision tonight on Chiefs-Broncos? I really enjoy Thursday night football. I know you got a Heat game tonight, but it's exhibition. I will be watching Chiefs and Broncos. The line right now is Chiefs -3. The game is in Denver.
Ooh, you know what? I was leaning with you on the Chiefs bouncing back, but then we're watching ESPN here at Offerdahl's on this gigantic TV he has in front of us, and they're talking about should they sit Mahomes and let his ankle get healthy. Because he hasn't been playing. He hasn't been the Mahomes we're used to the last couple
the
weeks.
The real problem with that, I believe, if I'm coaching staff there, I don't want to go to 4-3 in that division. I don't want to have lost 3 games in a row. Like, you're sitting at 6-0, you're the Patriots or whatnot, and you got a quarterback with a bad wheel. Maybe you sit him and let him get healthy. I don't want to have 3 losses in a row. I can't imagine Andy Reid is thinking that either. Like,
no.
That's why I feel like, yeah, he's going to – like, they've got to ball out.
And I want to say his backup is Matt Moore.
Is it Matt Moore?
I believe so. I saw him. He's on the team because I saw him on the sideline once. So, I'm with you. Do you sit him for longevity, though?
No, I get – like, I get the concept of it. I'm just saying, like, what becomes the narrative if you drop 3 in a row – it becomes like this thing that's just hanging over the team, and it's all that they have to talk about.
It's really what happened last year in that AFC championship game. The defense let them down, and the defense is letting them down this year. They're not losing 60-0 now.
I see Chad Henne on the roster.
Henne's still on the roster?
Oh, Matt Moore is on the roster. Henne's on the roster. I don't know who the actual backup is.
They're in trouble.
Wow.
Either way, they're in trouble.
That is the daily double of backup quarterbacks right there.
They're dressing out Matt Moore and Henne?
Holy hell. That's now, unbelievable.
Andy Reid is my favorite coach. You know that. I love me some Andy Reid.
Yep.
That made me question his decision-making, that you have Chad Henne and Matt Moore on your roster.
Yeah, I mean, that's not
– come on now, big homie. Let's get this thing together.
Mahomes over-under on passing yards tonight is 315.5.
Wow. Under.
Touchdowns, well, over 1.5, but it's minus 230. You'd have to lay 230 to win 100 there. Trying to see what else. Damian Williams, man. Isn't that funny? Dolphins fans.
I go under passing yards, though.
Under on Mahomes passing yards?
315. That's a lot of yards. Even for Mahomes, with that ankle, I think that's a lot of yards.
Thing, though, is the yard after catch, man. Like, you have no idea with those weapons.
And then I think the first series last game with penalties included, he threw for 116 yards on the first drive.
I think it was.
So if he does that this game, I'm going to feel real dumb saying the under of 315, but – I don't know, man. Denver's defense isn't bad. They just don't. They can't score no damn point.
Joe Flacco passing yards. You want to guess?
240?
245.5.
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't know with them. I mean, you really don't know with them. Have they won a couple games in a row?
No, they got a couple wins, but there's a lot of I don't know teams in the league this year, bro.
They're one of them.
The Raiders are one of them. Denver's one of them. I don't know what these teams are.
I like the Chiefs -3. I really do. I like the Chiefs -3. I think I want to put that in before it goes back to 3.5.
We'll do it, man.
Yeah. I think I like that. Solana, what do you think about that game? You like that game?
Yeah, I like that game.
You like the Chiefs?
I do. I like the Chiefs tonight.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning towards that. All right, well, I'm going to figure it out.
Chiefs minus 3.5.
He says Matt Moore is the official backup on the Chiefs depth chart.
Well, remember,
Mahomes needs to play.
Chad Henne's hurt, right? Like,
oh, what, he is? He,
I believe he was out for the season in training camp.
How does he get hurt? How do you get hurt?
Oh, Matt Moore.
You got a damn splinter from the board you hold every
That's
game?
That's crazy to me. Matt Moore and Chad Henne as your backups. Whoa, starting to rain here again on Las Olas, Solana. You may want to put that in your update.
Got it.
It's ridiculous.
I'm feeding them the weather. All right, we're at Offer Dolls Off the Grill on Las Olas Boulevard in downtown Fort Lauderdale. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. And also, very excited about this, Manny Diaz, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. He's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour as well.
Y'all got to go check out the world-famous Tootsie's Cabaret, voted the best adult club in the entire country. I have been doing 15 years of research, and trust me, I do agree, the best club in the country. 64,000 square feet of adult fun. A 20,000 square foot restaurant and sports bar is attached. Go in Tootsie's. Watch all your football, basketball, baseball, golf, all the pay-per-view fights. No extra charge for pay-per-view fights. Just go in Tootsie's and watch on the hundreds of TVs that match those hundreds of beautiful women. No need to watch commercials. No need to watch those terrible undercards. Just turn your head a foot to the left or right, and you'll see one of those beautiful South Florida entertainers. And Tootsie's is open from noon to 6 a.m. 18 hours a day they're open. That is for us. But I want y'all to get over there from noon to 8, which is happy hour. Go over there for lunch. They do lunch right. Enjoy half-price drinks. No cover. You just walk on in, and the food is amazing. Make Tootsie's your new lunch spot. People still call me about the fried lobster, and yes, it's there, and it's still delicious. The wings, the calamari, nachos, pizza, burger, cheesesteaks, it is all delicious. And stop by before or after any game at Hard Rock Stadium. Bring your ticket or ticket stub, and you get in for free to hang out with 150 of South Florida's most beautiful entertainers. If you go over, if you're going to Hard Rock, leaving or coming, stop by Tootsie's and you get in for free. It's just a few minutes away from Hard Rock Stadium. Tootsie's Cabaret, the best adult club in the country. Tootsie'sCabaret.com for more details. And when y'all go over there, there's a great chance you'll see me.
All right, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.